This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After intense U.S. pressure, including tariff threats, Mexico this year sent the National Guard to its southern border to stop migrants from other countries trying to transit through to the U.S. Mexico also agreed to let people seeking asylum wait in Mexico while the U.S. processes claims. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports on what those changes mean for Mexico's border.
Tecunumán in Guatemala is just south of Ciudad Hidalgo in Mexico, tied by culture and trade and separated by a river. José Salegio is a Guatemalan and makes a living by taking people back and forth on his raft.
Ah, llegaba bastante, mucha, pasaba bastante gente, así como va aquella cámara.
Salegio tells me rides have dropped 70% in just a few months.
Hey!
He points to a raft sailing to Guatemala, loaded with inexpensive Mexican goods. Salegio says you don't see many rafts like that anymore. Mexico grants asylum to foreigners who want to pass through the country to reach the U.S., but it tightened its border with Guatemala after President Trump threatened tariffs if it didn't stop those migrants. Esther Lopez sells street food on the Mexican side of a river and says almost no one from Guatemala is coming to her business anymore.
Everything was fine until the people from the migration office, the army, and the Marines showed up, and this has severely affected our sales.
And in Tapachula, the largest Mexican city near the Guatemala border, thousands of refugees have been stranded for months. Their temporary permit only allows them to work and live in the city. Alejandro Lozada is a doctor from Cuba who wants to go to the U.S. Lozada says Tapachula has few jobs and those that are available don't pay well. Like other migrants here, Lozada says the only thing he wants from the Mexican government is permission to go to the American border. In Tapachula, Mexico, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.